Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Game six, you watch the Indiana Pacers take care of Milwaukee, then the Cavs, then New York, and now in a great series with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Win or lose, this has been a good series for Indiana. Indiana might be the kind of team that can't replicate this next year. Cavs might be the type of team that can't replicate what they did this year, next year. Knicks, maybe the same way. The East is going to be wide open. And I just wonder if you're Kobe Altman, the president of basketball operations, if you're Mike Gansey, local guy, general manager of the team, are you sitting back and thinking, yeah, it was injuries, and we can, you know, we'll get healthier and we can tweak? Or do you look back and think, we were really good and we got the absolute most out of what we had, and to get better, we have to make a big move? And I wonder which is correct. If the big move presents itself, by all means, I think you do it. And if it doesn't present itself, you do not force it. And keep in mind, big move doesn't necessarily have to be this offseason. Big move could be
trade deadline.
Up to the trade deadline.
Keep an eye out on the three-team trade thing. I mean,
the Cavs are good at that.
Yeah, Kobe's really good at getting involved in those type of trades, and it might make his life at least a little easier when trying to maybe move off a guy like Isaac Okoro. Maybe you can't just send him to a team for in a straight up deal, because as Chris Fedor had talked to us about last hour, Jeff, you probably have to attach assets to make a team be willing to absorb that contract for which basically a one-dimensional player, and that is he's a defensive guy. Great defensive player, but his offense is the antithesis of his defense.
His offense makes him unplayable in key moments sometimes in games.
Yeah.
That's not what you need out of a 6'5" guard.
And when he's on the floor, you're playing
small forward.
You're playing 4-on-5 offensive basketball, and you have the four because nobody's paying any attention to him or giving him an ounce of respect, because they want him to shoot. Please pass it to Isaac. Let him shoot. He's going to miss. We're going to get the rebound, and let's go to the other side, other end of the floor.
Robert is in University Heights. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the show.
Hello. First-time caller. How you guys doing?
Awesome. Good to have you with us.
I wanted to dispute a little of what the other gentleman said about Darius Garland being selfish.
Shoot.
Darius isn't a selfish player. The last two seasons, unfortunately, he's had some injury. He only weighs 160. He lost 25 pounds the first season. And this season, he got hurt at the wrong time. But what I will say about Darius is, and I've played sports all my life, never in the NBA, but Darius doesn't have that mean streak on the court. He's a happy-go-lucky kind of player. And because he takes every play the same way, He lacks that killer instinct. He also gets hit in the face more than anybody I've ever seen in the NBA.
That is true.
That he does. Robert,
when it comes to...
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, when it comes to Isaac Okoro, you guys are right on time. Unfortunately, when he's out there, it's five guys defending four for the Cavaliers. And what we need is we need a big body, 6'9", 6'10 guy to come in that used to be how Tristan Thompson used to play. Unfortunately, he's got diminishing returns now because of his age. But we need a big young man who can come in and play four and be strong. I had take nothing against Jared Allen. I wouldn't get rid of him. I love Evan Mobley. But there's my father used to say, they're a little light in the behind. And so we need somebody who can come in and fill that position.
Robert, thanks for calling for the first time. Don't make it your last, okay?
I appreciate you guys.
There's Robert in University Heights. Jim is in Strongsville. Jim, good afternoon.
Hey, guys, listen, I think you need to make these go bold. And I say this way, Jeff, I don't think you can roll it back and say, well, we were injured. Well, we made the same argument last year. Well, we were injured. And that's particularly the reason why Darius Garland's the guy you got to move away from. Darius Garland hasn't been healthy in the playoffs yet. He hasn't been healthy for an entire season yet. And I would package him, whether you package him together or you split them up and trade him separately, him and Jared Allen, I think you could really improve the roster. I know you like Jared. The problem is when it comes to playoff basketball, Jared brings nothing to the table. I know he had double doubles, but he also had games. Didn't he have a game where he had like no rebounds? That just can't happen with a guy that you're counting on. Is if his big thing is going to be he's going to get rebounds for you and do stuff around the basket, you cannot have a playoff game with him having zero rebounds. So I would move those two guys. I just don't think you can. I don't think the health argument has any value because, again, you can't. How many times in a row can you say, well, we just weren't healthy before you realize, like, well, I guess we just don't have guys that can stay healthy. So that's why I would move on. I'd bring in some bigger bodies, some more interchangeable bodies, which everybody wants. Do that and build around the two guys that you think are going to be. I mean, we've all said it all along. This team isn't going to take a step forward until Evan Mobley makes a step towards being the best player on this roster. And I think moving Darius for a more distribution-oriented point guard helps develop Evan Mobley into that kind of guy.
Jim, thank you very much. I just think it would be too drastic to move on from Darius and Jarrett. And obviously, I because of the duplication of skill sets with the small ball dominant guards, I'm tired of hearing it too.
you are a broken record.
Well, I said it before Donovan.
Well, you were around when broken records were invented, so it makes sense.
Thank you. I said it before Donovan ever played a second for the Cavs. I didn't like the mix. And though they're very good, I don't like the mix. It's not the player, it's the mix.
Right.
And I don't think you can have enough big guys who can play in the NBA.
Well, like I said, I mean, if you trade Darius, people are going to take it as an indictment of him as a player,
and that's not
what it is.
Not the case.
Absolutely not.
Oh, he's a tremendous player. Let me tweak things a little bit here, can I?
Sure.
News coming out yesterday that the Buss family that has owned the Los Angeles Lakers forever.
By the way, Winning Time on Max or HBO Max or HBO Cinemax or whatever they're calling that app these days. Phenomenal. It's a great, great. I realize a lot of it's like been dramatized and stuff like that. But Jeff, I got to tell you, man, got me hooked.
Did it?
Like 5 minutes into it, I was hooked. Phenomenal show. But now I know the Buss family hates it. I know Magic Johnson hates it. I know like all the former Lakers, Phil Jackson hates it. Phenomenal show.
Daryl's a fan, folks. Lakers are being sold. And there's money in this, and who knows exactly how it ends up playing out. The headlines are Lakers to be sold in record-breaking $10 billion.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Dollar deal. That's billion. And, you know, he was Dr. Jerry Buss. He was a dentist. And then got into real estate. And
so to put this in Brook Park Dome terms, you could build four Brook Park domes for what the Los Angeles Lakers are being sold for.
And that is just stunning. This is a basketball team. You know, you think about values of things.
Well, didn't the Celtics sell for eight?
Yeah, you think about football. You know, I do. I think about football teams as having the highest value. Not necessarily the case, but the Lakers are being sold to a holding company, TWG Global. They own the LA Dodgers. They own the LA Sparks.
So basically look for them to defer the salaries for the entire roster like they do with the Dodgers.
Part of the,
are you allowed to do that in the NBA? I don't think so, but you know.
Good question. Where's Bobby Bonilla? Part of the ownership group of the English Premier League team, Chelsea.
So what you're saying is they have a lot of fun coupons to spend.
They got a lot of fun. They also own the Billie Jean King Cup tennis tournament and the Cadillac Formula One team. So, you know, it's become the playground of really rich folks.
Yeah.
Buy multiple franchises and have some fun with it. And they're going to. The gentleman's name is, last name is Walter. Mark Walter is the guy who's behind the whole thing. And they're going to keep Jeannie Buss in charge, which to me is fascinating. It's like, really? Okay, cool.
That's not the first time that.
I think it's really cool though.
It's a continuity thing, I think, too.
Yeah.
I mean, she's been running it for years and it's for the most part worked. So,
but see, if I'm Jeannie Buss and they offer me that kind of money for my team, I'm selling.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Mark Cuban did the same thing in Dallas. The Mavericks were his life.
Yeah.
Boom. You're offering me how much? Thanks. I'm a businessman. Thanks.
Yeah, I don't need to build a new arena. You can go ahead and do that.
It's on you. Good luck. Got all your Vegas money. Go ahead. And these franchises are becoming so
valuable. Well, you saw what's happening in Tampa Bay with the Rays, right?
Oh, yeah.
I say this a little facetiously, but only $1.7 billion with a B dollar valuation for that particular franchise. And I hate to drag the Guardians into this, but they have an ownership change that it's going to be
coming down
the pike here, right? With David Blitzer, once the Dolan family decides that they would like to give up majority ownership of the franchise. I always like to say, you know, the Guardians ownership group, they're millionaires playing in a billionaire's game. And pro sports now, it is a billionaire's club. It's not just the National Football League anymore. It's Major League Baseball. Especially, it has to be Major League Baseball if you want to be able to compete, because there's no cap, there's no floor, and their revenue sharing model. And then, of course, same thing goes with the NBA.
Yeah.
You have to have those owners, not only with the deep pockets, but they also have to be willing to spend. And like Jimmy Haslam, for all the faults that we have talked about over the years with their ownership of the Browns.
Never heard that writing a check is a problem.
No, they spend. They have spent a lot of money to lose a lot of football games.
Yeah, and they've now bought into the Milwaukee Bucks. They own the Columbus Crew. This is what I'm talking about,
yeah.
where groups are bringing in multiple franchises and going from there. The sale of the Lakers, $10 billion, puts them at least, and who knows what a thing is worth is what somebody's willing to pay for it. And
imagine what the Dallas Cowboys could sell for.
Well, Forbes' list of most valuable sports teams in 2024 had the Cowboys number one at $10.1 billion.
Okay. By the way, Yankee fan is very upset these days at the Steinbrenner family for not continuing to spend outside their minds.
Well, I mean, at some point it gets ridiculous, doesn't it? We'll tell you where the Lakers were on that list and where our teams are. And what it could mean for our teams and sports as we know it, because I mean the value of these things is just becoming so astronomical. Why, if you're a private individual, why would you hold on? Why? Take the money and run. Unless you have more and you can just kick back and have a blast. It's Baskin and Phelps here on the Fan. Daryl's in for Andy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.